This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ore from the BBC World News of Schools. It's Wednesday the 11th of May. Coming up, we hear from a girl who was hit by lightning, a historic moment for Manchester City, and the boy who's wearing his sister's skirt to school. But first, $2 million worth of food is being sent to one of the most remote island nations in the South Pacific, Kiribati. This group of islands is really suffering because of rising world food prices. Because Kiribati is so remote, they have to buy in a lot of their food from other countries. And with prices shooting up, it's very hard for poor nations to keep up. Next, a 10-year-old girl from South Wales in the United Kingdom has survived being struck by lightning. Erin was watching a storm from her window when the bolt hit her.
Well, I was just sitting up in the attic window, minding my own business. When it happened, I remember seeing the flash. I'll never forget it. I saw sparks and flash.
Her dad heard a loud crack and a scream from Erin. She's okay, but has been left with a red mark on her shoulder.
It looked like a snowflake, and the doctor said they never, ever seen anything like it in their lives.
We think it sounds a bit like Harry Potter. And for today's question, we want to know how hot lightning can get. Footy now, and Manchester City have made it through to the Champions League for the very first time. They qualify for the ultimate football competition after beating Spurs last night 1-0. It was a frustrating match for Spurs fans, with Peter Crouch scoring an own goal, pushing his team down the table into sixth place.
To Milner, Milner's no cross, heading to the net! The congratulations are for Milner, and it came off Peter Crouch. So it was an own goal, even though Milner's been congratulated.
Now, being told what to wear to school can be pretty annoying. Well, one boy from England was so cross about not being allowed to wear shorts to school in the summer that he's protesting by wearing, not shorts, but a skirt. So what's he up to?
So I looked in my planner where there's the uniform policy, and I thought, oh, it doesn't say that girls have to be the ones wearing the skirt. So I used this loophole to my advantage, and I came in a skirt for a peaceful march.
More news now, and New Zealand says it's checking reports that a rare kiwi bird has been found thousands of miles from its native land in Russia. Russian media reports said the bird had been found in a garden and had been there for 3 days. Considering the bird doesn't fly, it's a bit of a puzzle how it ended up there. One zoologist suggested a cruise ship might have been the bird's mode of transport. And funnily enough, yesterday we asked what flightless bird New Zealand is famous for. And you might have guessed it from that last story, the kiwi, of course. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.